Dreamweaver, weave me some dreams here, Brian McTavish. How are you, buddy?
Well, you just had a wonderful conversation with a great dreamer.
Boy, what a great conversationalist he is. Just what a wonderful guy.
Michael Chabon. Yeah, especially a big fan of his Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, he liked my Jack Kirby t-shirt. Did you see the gleam in his eye there? Yeah, Jack Kirby, king of comics.
There you go. How are you?
Well, I'm great.
And we're weaving dreams because?
Well, yes, the Dreamweaver himself, Gary
He's
Wright.
He's coming here?
Yeah, I mean, I could not resist the temptation to discuss this the show. It's he's on the bill of...
Get this, Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Gary Wright, the Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And Firefall.
Yes.
That's a whole group of soft rock classics.
Well, yes, soft rock. They're calling it sail rock.
Sail rock?
Sail away, yes.
And S-A-I-L.
Yes. I'm going to focus briefly at first on, I love that song, Dreamweaver, by Gary Wright.
God, that takes me back.
It takes me back. I mean, I think it's safe to say that all of us of a certain high school era persuasion knew that one way back in the day. That was a 1975 track, Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
And that's the reason to go for me. 7:30, Friday night, Starlight Theater in Swope Park. It will be soft rock. Kick back, let it all just wash over you, you know, let that astral plane come to be part of you if it's not already. I don't anticipate a lot of fist pumping at this one, maybe some smooth head and shoulder swaying, which is cool in its own right, but quick a word or three on Christopher Cross and some of the other folks on the bill. Christopher Cross emerged in the very early 1980s with this monster hit called Sailing. Remember
That's
that
right.
one?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He made Grammy history. This guy came out of nowhere, 5 Grammy Awards. No one had done it up to that point. He won 5 in one fell swoop.
For that album?
Yeah, including all 4 General Field Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the
Year.
Really? Best New Artist. And except for one other hit, which was noteworthy, The Best That You Can Do, the theme from Arthur with Dudley Moore,
yeah, right.
the guy fell off the face of the pop music earth. I mean, that was it. He was a...
Wow.
He was a sort of a
one-hit wonder.
A simultaneous one-hit wonder in all those ways. So go see him. Go see Gary Wright. And come on, Orleans, you're still the one, Steve. Still the one. Remember that one by Orleans?
Oh, God,
yeah. And Firefall, I still have this distinct memory of driving in my
You are the one,
you
right?
You are the woman.
You're the woman.
That I always dreamed
that's
of.
Right,
I knew
that's
it
right.
from the start. Yeah. I mean, that is so sappy.
These guys are still doing this.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
They're still the ones. But to me, like I say, it comes down to Gary Wright, Christopher Cross. It's kind of his thing. But, you know, just you know, turn off your mind, relax, and float wherever it
is. 7:30 Friday night at Starlight Theater, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. And what's all this?
Well, who does that sound like?
I don't know.
Sounds like The Clash to me. A band that really likes The Clash. It's actually Rancid. Punk rock. Doors open at 6:30 Saturday night at the Granada Theater in downtown Lawrence. Rancid, this American band sounds an awful lot like that legendary 70s English punk outfit, The Clash, and we like that. Yes, we do. The Clash, of course, is long gone, but not Rancid, which in the 1990s gained underground renown. Underground renown, it sounds like an oxymoron, but nevertheless, old fans and new fans of Rancid are looking forward to the band on Saturday night in downtown Lawrence. Expect to hear such bashing yet tuneful Rancid ditties as Roots Radicals and, and Ruby Soho. And the one we're listening to here is Time Bomb, or we're listening to. Critics hailed Rancid's so-called revivalist punk sound, and they're still at it because basically, despite what their name suggests, Rancid still offers this very fresh attitude, Steve, about the music. They love to play fast and loud.
Okay, that's 6:30. Doors open Saturday evening at the Granada over in Lawrence on Mass Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we're going to move on here to Carlos Mencia.
Carlos Mencia, funny guy.
Yeah.
Funny man.
Sanford's Comedy Club.
Yes, he is coming. He's actually, now here's the deal. He opens tonight. He's Thursday night tonight, Friday and Saturday. Shows Friday and Saturday as well. If you're not going to be watching the Chiefs play the Eagles tonight on the NFL Network.
And who's not going to be doing
that? Well, I don't know. Everybody,
NFL Network, it'll be on local TV, though, right?
It's on NFL Network. I'm sure it's on local TV.
Yeah.
Or if you're not going to hear what Michael Chabon has to say, isn't he tonight at Unity Temple?
Yes.
On the plaza?
Yes.
Then go see Carlos Mencia. 8 o'clock show tonight. If you can't make it tonight, it's 7:45 and 9:45 p.m. performances Friday and Saturday at Stanford's, yeah, at the Legends in KCK. Here's a guy that was born in Honduras, and between childhood and young adulthood, he went back and forth between Honduras and the U.S., principally Los Angeles, California. Came up as a young man performing at the Laugh Factory in L.A., the Comedy Store. In the 90s, he wound up doing spots on In Living Color, the Arsenio Hall Show. Hey, Arsenio's coming back. I bet Arsenio has Carlos back on. And, you know, he hit HBO and Comedy Central and all these things, and he's made movies. He's a funny, interesting guy with a perspective.
And we have a clip here of him.
He's going to tell us why so many Americans don't get soccer.
Basketball is just soccer with hoops. Hockey is just soccer with ice on sticks. So why is it that we like those sports but not soccer? And you want me to tell you why? Because we're America, and we believe in winning and losing, but we do not believe in mediocrity. And what we hate about soccer is a tie. That's what we hate about soccer. No ties. We don't like them. No. No ties. Could you imagine what would happen if you went to a baseball game and at the end of 9 innings, it's tied and everybody starts walking off the field? You'd be like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? The game is over. Nothing is over! I paid $42 for 2 beers and nachos. You will get the back on the field now!
Okay. Absolutely. That gives you a sense.
Yes, and that was a relatively profanity-free clip. He is a bit more saucy than that, but yeah, go check him out tonight through Saturday night at Stanford's at the Legends.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again.
Okay, what's this?
We all like it when it rains, don't we?
We
should.
Yes, we do.
But if you lived in a small town in the 1920s in Kansas and it was dry and you had no rain, you'd be very unhappy until a charismatic stranger comes to town saying he's going to make it fall from the sky, and he represents the promise of new life. Water is life, right? Go see The Rainmaker. Great stage drama, classic theater piece about a rainfall promising con man and his impact on a small Kansas town. It's on stage tonight through Saturday with a matinee on Sunday at the Metropolitan Ensemble Theater.
And finally today.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Let's feel groovy.
Nothing makes me feel groovier than the Plaza Art Fair.
Hey,
yes, that's
I
right.
I see where you were going.
Absolutely.
There.
I just love that groovy feeling. I get 240 artists, 25 restaurants, 3 live music stages. You can make a case for just going for the music. Dozens of local bands and music acts. Stuff for the kids, including an art workshop, and the Kemper Street Museum will be there. Great for the whole family. Great for you if you're just going to feel groovy by yourself.
And here's some live music for you. At the Take 5 Coffee Bar out in Leawood, Herman Mahari, Stan Kessler, Mike Matheny, a trumpet summit Friday night.
That sounds great.
A great time. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Brian McTavish. You can find his complete weekend to-do list on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the show, we'll get a preview of the president's visit to the Ford plant in Clay Como taking place later tomorrow. Plus, we'll take a look at this weekend's Plaza Art Fair. Our show is produced by Steven Steichman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. For KCUR, I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.
Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feelin' groovy.